I'm Dominic Allen, your Kix Country Informer.
Informer. Kix 99.1 goes one-on-one.
Funny story about Thomas Rhett. He can now count actor Ashton Kutcher and his actress wife Mila Kunis among his countless fans.
I played Stagecoach in L.A. or in India, whatever part of California that's in, and he was there with his wife, and I found out that he goes to Stagecoach every year, brings like a camper and does it, just camps out for all four nights. And from that, we kind of spurred a relationship, and I remember him and his wife Mila Kunis, which is crazy, invited me and Lauren to dinner one night in L.A., and we're sitting there going, are we seriously about to go to dinner with them? Like, this is nuts. And it's one of those things where before we walked in, we were like crossing our fingers, like, please be as cool as we think you are. And we walked in and just immediately hit it off, and we've gotten to become decently close with them.
Jordan Davis has experienced Mardi Gras pretty much every year of his life, considering his home state is Louisiana. And while he went back home this year for Mardi Gras, he has a little bit of advice for those attending for their first time.
It is pretty much a month-long party, so just pace yourself, try to stay hydrated that's not alcohol, and you have a blast and catch a bunch of bees. Sometimes you do have to show something, but that's not a necessary rule.
Jason Aldean's going to be honored with the ACM Artist of the Decade Award. And with this award being a massive honor, Jason says the real testament to a great artist, though, is that their music is still being listened to 20 years down the road. And he sees his music as his legacy. So he tells us he hopes that happens for him.
I mean, there's guys that, you know, I go back and listen to their albums. You know, I still pull out albums and go listen to them, and I love them as much now as I ever did, you know. And I guess that's kind of what I'm hoping, is that someday, you know, when this is all over for me, you know, there's some group of kids hanging out, you know, at a farm somewhere with a bonfire going, drinking some beer and cranking up, you know, the My Kind of Party record and singing every word.
Music you should know. Kix 99.1.
Justin Moore's new album, Late Nights and Long Necks, is due out on April 26th. And Justin Moore co-wrote every song on the album.
No artist wants to be pigeonholed as this or that, no matter what this or that is. And I wanted to make certain people, not that they don't, but take me seriously as a songwriter and an artist. And so I think there are definitely moments on this album that hopefully represent that.
Thomas Rhett has finally released brand new music. The first release from his upcoming studio album Centerpoint Road, which is due out May 31st, is titled Look What God Gave Her.
Look what God gave her, how perfect he made her. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves.
Thomas co-wrote this song alongside his hit-making father, Red Atkins.
Look What God Gave Her, to me, is a song about my beautiful wife, inside and out, how amazing she is, how funny she is, how caring, how much of a great mom she is, and I think you can dance to it. I think you're going to love it.
Casey Musgraves tells us that while some expected her to make some political statement regarding her brand new album, Golden Hour, she decided to go the opposite way.
I think a lot of people may have expected some social commentary out of me, and not that there isn't in some ways on this record, but I wanted to turn away from that because I was really inspired to write about just like this beautiful world that we live in, all these, you know, wonderful people, my husband getting married, leaving my 20s, looking ahead to my 30s, and just like this really open-hearted, really positive time, and the music is directly inspired by that.
The top five trending songs in country music right now.
The top five songs this week starts out with Luke Bryan's What Makes You Country at number five, followed by Jason Aldean's Girl Like You at number four, Scotty McCreery's This Is It at number three, Jordan Davis took Take It From Me up to number two, and for the second week in a row, Luke Combs with Beautiful Crazy at number one.
She's crazy, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me.
I'm Dominic Allen, and you can check back next week for more from your Kix Country Informer.